this is the day which the Lord has made. We will. All right, it is working. That's great. Man, Father's Day, like many other occasions throughout the year, it's oftentimes an occasion where we give gifts, we receive gifts. And I think, am I actually getting old enough that I want things like, if I could get a bag of new socks, maybe some t-shirts or something, you know? And I thought, I remember as a kid when I gave those, there was the age when I gave those as gifts to my dad. Then there was the age and I thought, why did I give him those? He didn't want those. And now I'm at the age that I say, I would like those things, you know? And we just circle through these events in time as we evolve. And we're giving these things, Happy Father's Day, here's a bag of socks, Dad. And then we think later, why did I give him that? Sons, I'll take a bag of socks, okay? Man. We love that. I think I've said it before here in the past that for Mother's Day, our family, before we moved from Iowa to New Mexico, took a vacation up to a cabin in Michigan. My Lord, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my entire life was out at this cabin at this lake where you could be out in the middle of the lake, look down and see the bottom of that thing. It was so clear. And so for Mother's Day, what did we do as generous children that we were? We bought my mom a raft so that she could enjoy it out on the lake when we went on vacation. She didn't get in that thing at all. But there's gifts. There's different things we do. And I thought, man, but what I don't like, you know, mom's gift was used, just not by her. Just not by her. And so a lot of times we give gifts. And then you go over to the house and you see it's still boxed up over in a corner of some room or something. You're like, oh, it's been a year and a half and they haven't even used it. My mother, God love her, she bought me a box of those massage heat stones. And I thought, oh, how great. But yet, I couldn't get Cindy to crack it open and apply them to me. So it just sat there. And so what we hate is when we give gifts that aren't used or when we get gifts and we can't quite fully use them. Again, my mom got the gift, but she didn't fully use the raft. Her children enjoyed it, but she didn't. By the way, turn in your Bibles to James chapter 1 as I'm getting through this gift-giving time. So we want to give gifts that are useful and helpful. And when we receive those, we want to be able to use those as well. Today in our scripture, our lesson today is the perfect Father's Day gift. The perfect Father's Day gift. And in James chapter 1, it talks about this and it tells us about it. In James 1, 17. We're going to look at four different scriptures today. James 1, 17 is the first one. And it's the foundation for the message today. And it simply says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now, to preface this a little bit, I didn't want to get distracted by all the other scripture around it, but it's important to know, up above that, it talks about loving God under trials. Anybody in here ever been through a trial or going through a trial now? Anyone? All right, yeah, pretty much all of us have been through or going through or whatever trials. And one of the hardest things for Christians to do is to love God when you're going through trials. Why is it so difficult to have faith that God knows what He's doing? Because it's a little contrary to what we think should be happening. But it tells us right here, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Every good gift is from heaven. No store, no Amazon has a good and perfect gift. Why not? It's from above. I don't care how big of a warehouse Amazon builds, it's not big enough to have the good and perfect gift. It comes from above. It comes from heaven. It comes from God the Father. Today we're going to look at four examples of a good gift from God. And the first one is wisdom. We're going to look at four gifts. The first one is wisdom. James 1, verse 5. Just go a few scriptures ahead or a few verses ahead of what we just read. And it says this, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. If we lack wisdom, ask God for it. The Bible is full of examples of people that are looking for wisdom, probably none greater than Solomon as a young man. He says, oh, I'm getting ready to be king. And he asked God for wisdom so that he could rule properly and effectively and efficiently. And that's one of the gifts from God. It says, let him ask. Because God gives to all liberally and without reproach. It will be given to you. Number two, fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. And Eric talked about this last week. Galatians 5:22. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We aren't able to manifest these gifts by ourselves, but they're a gift from God. And those are the gifts that I really love. You ever get the really large gift bag and you pull out the little paper on top and you're like, oh, and there's more. Oh, and there's more. The gift of God is the fruit of the Spirit. Man, there's 9 things inside of that gift bag. Now, it doesn't say one of those is a card with money, but there's 9 things in that bag. And he gives those to us, 9 things in one gift. Love. I will glorify God by loving others and serving others and whatever that number 3 is. He gives us love. Joy, and he doesn't want us to have joy, but he wants us to have immeasurable joy. Joy to the fullest. Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He doesn't want our life to be in turmoil and up and down and rocky. He wants us to have peace. That doesn't mean we won't be without trial. Patience or long-suffering. That gift is usually at the bottom of the bag, and sometimes we forget to unload all 9 gifts. Patience. Kindness. Be kind to one another. I don't know what's going on in this world that we can't slow down and have patience and be kind, because I'm telling you, I run into people every day that all they will accept is perfection and no less. And any amount of imperfection, you have disrupted their life. I had one person tell me, we ruined their life. Okay, well, that's a sad life to live if somehow where I work, not at church, but in the furniture business, we ruined their life. And it was just about an experience. It wasn't even about furniture. Goodness, faithfulness. And everybody wants something for their inconvenience or your imperfection. What they don't want is to have patience and understand that you made a mistake. Gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That must have been in the card with patience at the bottom of the bag that we didn't see. 9 gifts right there, and the one gift he gives us, fruit of the Spirit. You have 9 other things attached to that. I love that. Number 3, salvation. Ephesians 2:8-9. He gives us the gift of salvation. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. And I love this. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, church. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Man, I love that. Now he's given us salvation, the greatest gift a man can have. He receives that from God. Freedom from chains. You know, Kisha mentioned earlier, man, we have freedom. We have freedom from chains, from darkness, from sin. We have freedom from the lack of hope. We now have hope. But through that salvation, it allows us to have the one right before it, the fruit of the Spirit. That salvation now allows us to have the gift, the fruit of the Spirit, and those nine things that come with it. Salvation. The greatest gift a man can have. And when we help lead people to that point in their life, it's one of the greatest things we can do for our fellow man. Amen? Because if we don't tell them, and their life ends, and they spend eternity in hell, and we had opportunity, I don't want to think about that. Well, I was uncomfortable talking to him. I was embarrassed to bring it up. Let's work on that then. It tells us in that scripture as well, we don't get to boast on that. Whew, I've been saved through my own works. Nope. We don't get to say that. We don't get to boast in ourselves. That's why it's set up. For by grace you have been saved through faith, then that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of the works you've done. Why? To keep us from boasting. God knows we're going to boast on everything we do. He says, not that one. That one's mine. You don't get to boast on it. It allows us to experience the thing that we just mentioned, the fruit of the Spirit. Number four, when we have salvation, that allows us to get the next gift. Number four, eternal life. Well, see, I don't want to think about that right now. You better. You better. Eternal life. You know, as we think about loved ones that are no longer with us, some of our fathers are no longer with us. And I think about that eternal life. And I thought, oh, through that eternal life, I can see my father again someday. I can see other loved ones. The number three gift allows us to experience the number two gift, fruit of the Spirit. The number three gift of salvation gives us the number four gift, eternal life. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. That's not the end, but we have to think about that. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is, not might be, is, that's a promise, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have to remember that. We have to believe that. I had a training session at work this week. Went a couple days and a couple evenings. And the biggest focus was believe. Do you believe in your company? Do you believe in your product? Do you believe in what you're doing? And the guy said, asked the group of us, said, do you believe? Now, you know what I answered. Yes, but help my unbelief. He was a Christian. He got it. He snickered. He liked it. But I thought, we really have to think about that. But the gift of God is, not might be, but is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe? Yes, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, please. Over in the corner, we're thinking, just in case, Lord, help my unbelief. Jesus is a gift from God that makes salvation possible, that brings about the fruit of the Spirit, that gives us eternal life. It all comes by wisdom. Our wisdom to start searching the answers. Our wisdom to call on the Father. Our wisdom to say, oh, I've got those 9 gifts. Let me go back to that really large bag and see if there's anything at the bottom I forgot. May have forgotten the patience down there. I may have forgotten the self-control down there. I'm generally pretty kind, but maybe there's some more in that bag. Kind of like that shakaroni pizza thing I brought that one time. He doesn't want us to have the little gift bag or the little thing. Oh, you can share that with others, I guess. Some of you fold that in force and just take one bite and it's gone, so there's nothing to share. But he wants us to have those large gifts. And these are large gifts that we can't live without. We have to think about these things. At what point do we start searching out wisdom? At what point? You say, God, I need to know this. I need to understand this. Oh, and by the way, I heard Eric mention it and then Adam mentioned it. Maybe this fruit of the Spirit thing is pretty important. Maybe I should look into these things and find out where I struggle. One of the things we had to do in our training as well is do some self-reflection. That's always fun, right? Oh, let me think about my shortcomings as your neighbors are handing you a list of your shortcomings and you're going, I can't come up with anything. I don't know. Oh, here, Adam, we've supplied you. Oh, thank you. I'll just make note of these and do something with it. But that's what we have to do. When we come to the Lord's table, let a man examine himself. What are we examining? I look all right. You know, we're looking at these things going, man, where do you stand in your faith walk? In your faithfulness? In your goodness? In your kindness? In your patience? In your self-control? I will glorify God by loving others. Okay, oh man, 3 people gave me some papers, said love others, love others, love others. It didn't really, by the way, I'm just using that as an example. But where are we at on loving others? I think that was poor English. Where are we on loving others? Where are we at showing joy and sharing our joy with other people? Are people drawn to you? Something about you, I don't know what it is, but I'm drawn to you. You're always in a good mood. You're positive. You have this light and this aura around you. You see, we have to start taking these things apart little by little. Where are you at in your prayer life? Now, I'm not saying if you don't show up Tuesday night, you're nowhere in your prayer life. I get that not everyone can come, but I'm just saying, where are you in your prayer life? Well, I've got a prayer hotline that I call. It's a 1-800 number. That's on speed dial for me. I've got Jan's number. That's great. Where are you on your prayer life? When we start dissecting these things and growing from them, and looking at where are we? We start examining what's in the room. The perfect Father's Day gift. Well, I've had this thing sitting over here in the corner. My church gave me this brand new Bible. Whew. Let me dust it off. Oh, they put my name on it even. In the end, when we look at these things, well, I've asked Jesus into my life. Great, we've got salvation covered. Are you still trying to claim it as your own act, though? Well, I've got this eternal life, so now I can go just be crazy because I know I'm going to heaven because the Bible said so. The gift is eternal life. The gift is. But we don't get to just take advantage of that and never come back to it. Now, here's the real answer to today's message. The perfect Father's Day gift. We can say, we receive it. But I'm thinking the Father gave us His perfect gifts. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. God gave that to us. But our perfect Father's Day gift is this. Gratitude and application. Gratitude and application. The Father's given us these gifts, but in order to give Him the perfect Father's Day gift, we need to be thankful. We need to utilize the gifts He gave us. Amen. It's Father's Day. He has given us gifts. Let's not worry about what we give. Let's not worry about what we get. Let's focus on the good and perfect gift that He has given us. They've come from heaven. But the best gift we can give Him back is be thankful for that gift. Be grateful for it. And then apply it. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this Father's Day. Lord, we thank You for the message of the good and perfect gift coming from You. Lord, the gift of wisdom. One that comes from You and grows through You. The gift of the fruit of the Spirit. It comes from the gift of salvation that allows us to experience the gift of eternal life. Heavenly Father, You have provided those gifts for us. Let us rejoice in those gifts and be thankful to You. Lord, for those here today that may be absent without their Father, some may not have known their Father, Lord, that You would comfort them. As we are Your adopted sons and daughters, You have become our Father in the body of believers. Would You fill that hole with Your presence? It allows us to see hope for the future. It allows us to find peace in You. Grow us this week, Lord, that we would examine ourselves in a closer and deeper way. Lord, that we would truly try and grow through Your Word. Uncover and recognize the gifts You've given us and enjoy them. Lord, we ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen.